So I do want to talk today about advancing the effective filing date in an IPR, and there's a few reasons why one might wish to do that. And depending on whether you're talking about the challenge patent or the invalidating reference, your reasons might vary. So obviously, if you're talking about the patent that's being challenged in the IPR, the patent owner would want to advance the filing date or claim an earlier effective filing date in order to antedate an invalidating reference. That's an easy way to beat an IPR, is that, you know, your prior art reference is not actually prior art. So I, as the patent owner, want to say that the patent that you're challenging has an earlier effective filing date. Either party, although typically this would be the patent owner, but there might be situations in which the petitioner would wish to apply the Phillips claim construction standard. So if you move that effective filing date earlier, the patent expires earlier, and if the patent expires during the pendency of the IPR, then the Phillips claim construction standard applies, and that's narrower than the broadest reasonable interpretation standard that is typically applied. Third reason, and this is pretty rare, and I may have found the only case in which this has or ever will come up, but the petitioner might want to advance the effective filing date of the challenge patent in order to make sure that they got their IPR filed on time. We'll talk specifically about that, but the AIA made provisions for when an IPR may be filed as opposed to a post-grant review. So this might be a way to save your bacon if you're a petitioner that maybe jumped the gun a little bit. As far as the invalidating reference goes, what you're using to challenge the validity of the challenge patent, this is something that typically only the petitioner wants to do. And the petitioner would do this in order to make the invalidating reference available as prior art.